In this bulletin, the High Court rules terrorism laws invalid. The immigration detention of an Indigenous man ruled legal, and the State of Origin kicks off tonight. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyatt. Two Australians suspected of terrorist activities will have their citizenship reinstated after the High Court ruled the powers used by the former Home Affairs Minister to cancel it were unconstitutional. Turkish-Australian Dilil Alexander had his citizenship removed after an assessment that he joined IS. The identity of the second person is unknown. A majority of the High Court found the citizenship stripping power was invalid, as it gave the minister a judicial power in breach of the separation of powers. Senior research associate at the Keldor Centre for International Refugee Law, Dr. Sangeetha Pillai, says she's not surprised by the court's ruling.
The power given to the minister by this section to take away people's citizenship intrudes on the turf of the court. So the minister is doing work that only a court is allowed to do. I think a lot of constitutional lawyers, including myself, had like really strong suspicions that the legislation had overstepped constitutional bounds.
In a statement, Attorney General Mark Dreyfus says the government will examine the judgment and its implications in detail. The High Court has ruled that it was legal for a New Zealand-born man who identifies as Aboriginal to be held in detention after his Australian visa was cancelled. Brendan Tom's visa was revoked in 2018 after he was convicted of serious crimes. He was detained for over 500 days pending deportation before a landmark judgment ruled that Indigenous non-citizens could not be declared illegal aliens. He sought damages for wrongful imprisonment. But the High Court today found his detention was legal because it occurred before the landmark judgment. The Prime Minister has welcomed the appointment of a supporter of the Uluru Statement from the Heart as the Shadow Attorney General and Indigenous Affairs Minister. Anthony Albanese says he sees Julian Lease's appointment as a very positive sign. Labor promised at the election to make constitutional change for an Indigenous voice to Parliament. Mr. Albanese says it's time to make the change.
I want to work to bring people together, and what we know is that this will be just like the apology to the stolen generations. When it happens, people will wonder why it hadn't happened earlier.
Travel accommodation company Airbnb is being sued for allegedly misleading customers. The Australian Competition and Consumer Commission alleges that between January 2018 and August last year, Airbnb displayed prices on its website for Australian accommodation without making it clear the prices were in US dollars. When thousands of people lodged complaints about being charged more than the displayed price, the company allegedly falsely told them that they'd selected the US currency. Mystery surrounds the deaths of two sisters whose bodies were found inside a unit in southwest Sydney. Police say the bodies of the women, aged 23 and 24, were discovered in separate bedrooms in the Canterbury apartment. Detective Inspector Claudia Allcroft says their deaths are being treated as suspicious.
There was no obvious signs of forced entry to the premises. Detectives from Burwood Police Area Command and the Homicide Squad are investigating the circumstances. The bodies have been there for some time, however, I can't tell you how long. That will be a question for the coroner. We don't know the cause of death. We will know more once we've had the post-mortem completed.
An audit has found Victoria Police aren't activating body-worn cameras in some cases, potentially jeopardising evidence, transparency and the force's reputation. In a report tabled in Parliament, the state's Auditor-General analysed camera data from March 2021 and found officers activated their devices in 83% of required instances. The audit suggested that there's a risk that footage may not be available for key incidents. The report said it could result in weaker evidence and reduced transparency in complaint investigations. Well, there'll be extra salt in the wound for the losers of this year's State of Origin series as the New South Wales and Queensland premiers use landmarks to up the stakes. The Sydney Harbour Bridge will turn maroon should Queensland win the series, but if New South Wales claim victory, Queensland fans will see Brisbane's Story Bridge turn blue. New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet agreed to the wager when contacted by his Queensland counterpart Anastasia Palaszczuk. The series kicks off tonight at Sydney's Olympic Park. I'm Greg Dyett, and that's the latest SBS News.